Hello everyone, how are you doing today? My name is God's favorite Ezekiel, and I welcome you to this maiden episode of this podcast, Unscripted. Now, I'm so excited to begin this journey with you today, because this is something I've always wanted to do. Now, when you hear the word unscripted, what comes to mind? For me, unscripted brings the word unexpected, undesigned, unplanned. It brings the word spontaneous, because you realize that there is no written rule of engagement. It's like you're building a ship as you sail on the sea. It's like making life as you go. So there is no rule, there is no systematic approach to something. There is no series of command you must execute in a sequence, you know? There is no step-by-step method of doing a thing. And that's what unscripted is all about. Now, why did I say unscripted? I realize that there are a lot of us who are finding it increasingly difficult to be authentic. Now, when I say authentic, what I mean is that there are many of us who are finding it increasingly difficult to live life on our own terms, to live life according to how we truly want to be, how we truly want to express, how we truly want people to see us. Basically, all of us were born into some kind of cultural heritage, right? Good. We're all born into some kind of cultural norm. There is a societal idea that has governed people who have been living around us. And that society, and that idea is the same idea that is governing us today. Now, there are some constraints that comes along with all these ideologies. And so for some of us, we are finding it increasingly difficult to live above those ideologies. One of my favorite writers, Benjamin Hardy, said in this best-selling book, Willpower Doesn't Work, he said, every environment has a rule. Every environment has a cap, which means every environment has a limitation. So your environment will decide how you behave. Your environment will decide how you act. Truthfully, when you step into a place, you observe the kind of environment that is there. You observe the kind of rule that govern them. These rules don't have to be written. These rules don't have to be spelled out. But you see the way people behave. You realize that there's a kind of idea that dictates how people behave. And so for most of us, our life have been dictated by an idea that has been ruling people before us. Now, most of us coming to certain kind of age, we are finding it increasingly difficult to remain in a particular idea. There is this yearning in us to actually do more than what is surrounding us at the moment. There is this urge in us to express ourselves more than the limitations surrounding us. But we find ourselves in a dire position of doing what we really want to do without having this guilt that we are breaking a rule, that we are breaking some kind of code. Because believe it or not, most of us are living our life based on the expectations of other people. And so because we don't want to fail these people, our parents, our teachers, our religious teachers, our historians, our politicians, you name it. Our life has been designed by the expectations of these people. And so it's become increasingly difficult to go outside of what has been expected of us. But here, there is this thing in us that wants to express itself outside the limitations or outside the scope of what they're setting for us, outside the boundaries of what has been. But at the same time, we don't want to break the heart, we don't want to break the trust. We don't want to shatter the expectations of people above us. Yes, because we respect them. So we don't want to look like a rebel, like a terrorist. That's okay. But when we behave this way, when we live like this, we begin to realize that most of us begin to struggle to find true meaning in life. Most of us begin to find life unenjoyable. No wonder that many of us will begin to ask the question, what exactly is the meaning of life? Why am I in existence? Why am I living? What's the point of all this? Because who we are on the inside is trying to conform to the idea on the outside, but it's finding it difficult to accept it. You know, so there is internal conflict, and this desperation arises within us. You know, most of us begin to feel depressed. We are supposed to inspire people by our actions. We are supposed to influence people by the way we live, by our creativity, by our value, by what we do. But yet we find ourselves begging for relevance. We find ourselves struggling for meaning in this society. And so the question is, how then do we live life on our term? How then do we truly live life as we want to be expressed? How then do we express our life as we want people to see us? So Unscripted was created as a safe haven, as a platform for us to really talk about those uncomfortable topics. Those burning questions you've always wanted to ask that feels like a taboo. Yeah, you know, there's some questions you don't ask in your environment or where you're being brought up because it will look like something is wrong with you or you are like the black sheep of the family or something. Now, this podcast is for people to really ask the questions they want to ask. You know, I want to know what you feel. I want to hear what you think. Because truly, I'm just a co-pilot in this journey. You listening are also the pilot in this journey. So I want to know what you think. I want to know how you feel about something. Yeah? Good. So for this podcast, it's going to be really divided into different segments, right? Into different, there'll be different kind of aspects to it. One, there'll be different kind of topics. Topics that allows us to really understand who we are. Topics that allows us to really grow in the person we want to be. Yeah? There'll be also the segment where I would invite people over, you know, random people, people I know, people I don't know, you know, talk to different people, let us give our voice, even if it's a small percentage of the world that get to hear us, let us be heard. Most of us want to be heard, so let's be heard a little bit. So I want you to say what you want to say, yeah? If you could talk about anything in this world, what is it going to be? And truly, I want to know what it's going to be. So, I will also take your questions and answers. You just ask me questions on different social handles, or through mail, or through text, whatever it is. You just send in your questions, or ask the questions, and then we're going to answer it honestly to the best of our ability. And let's go on a journey together. Let's make discoveries together. Let curiosity lead us into places uncharted. Let's make ourselves as we go. See, I truly believe that the experience of a man gets to define who he is, not the experience of other people. For most part of our lives, we've been living our life based upon the experience of other people. What other people experience, and they created the law out of it, they passed it down to us, and those laws have been what have been guiding our life. But I truly believe that every human is unique, every human is different in some kind of way. What happened to Mr. A could be different happening to you. So even though we are to learn from those who have gone before us, we are not supposed to make their reality our own reality. We're supposed to create our own reality by our own experience. And that is what this podcast is all about. That's what this platform is all about. So truly, I want to know what you feel. I want to hear from you. And let's journey together. Let's make discoveries together. That'd be amazing. My name is God's Favorite Ezekiel. And in the next episode, it's going to be explosive. I can't wait to hear from you. Have a nice day.